The Jews in Damascus were very astonished to hear Saul of Tarsus declare in the synagogues that Jesus was the Son of God. Saul had gone to Damascus, where there was a considerable Jewish population, with orders from the high priest to arrest any believers he might find there and take them back in chains to Jerusalem. But instead of harming the Church of God, as he had intended to do, Saul amazed everyone by preaching Christ. He speaks about this in his epistle to the Galatians, saying that he had persecuted the church intensely and had tried to destroy it, until the Lord appeared to him in a vision on his way to Damascus. But he soon left the city and went to Arabia. He does not say how long he was there, nor what he did. He must, however, have spent much time in prayer and meditation, in preparation for the ministry to which he had been called. Eager as he was to witness for Christ, he probably also preached the gospel. What is certain, however, as Saul himself declares in his epistle to the Galatians, is that he did not receive the gospel message from any man, but it was given to him by divine revelation. "I want you to know, brothers," he said to the Galatians, "that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I was not taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ." After leaving Arabia, he returned to Damascus and stayed with the disciples there, while he went about preaching Christ in the synagogues of the city. His arguments were so powerful that none of the Jews were able to contradict him. Saul's extensive knowledge of Holy Scripture, his training as a Jewish scholar, coupled with his brilliant intellectual abilities, gave him, through the power of the Holy Spirit, exceptional wisdom, spiritual insight, and power. So the unbelieving Jews in Damascus plotted to kill him. When Saul heard of their plan, he realized it had become too dangerous to stay in the city any longer, and decided to leave at once. But the gates of Damascus were closely guarded day and night. The governor of the city had ordered the watchmen to arrest him if he tried to leave. However, his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall, and so he was able to make his escape. On leaving Damascus, Saul went to Jerusalem to see Peter. 3 years had gone by since his conversion. But when he tried to join the disciples in Jerusalem, he found that everyone was afraid of him, because no one thought he was a true believer. Barnabas, however, whose real name was Joseph, brought him to Peter. Barnabas was a Levite from the island of Cyprus. He was one of those who had sold his property and had given the money to the apostles for the needy in the church at Jerusalem. The apostles had named him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement or consolation. So Barnabas went to the apostles and told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord, who had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. Saul stayed 15 days with Peter, but he saw none of the other apostles except for James, the Lord's brother. While he was there, he moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. He debated with the Greek-speaking Jews, but they rejected his witness and plotted to kill him. One day, while he was praying in the temple, he had a vision of the Lord, who said to him, "Make haste and leave Jerusalem at once, because the people here will not accept your testimony about me." "Lord," Saul replied, "these men know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when your witness Stephen was put to death, I was there, giving my approval." But Jesus said to him, "Go, because I will send you far away to the Gentiles." So the brothers in Jerusalem took Saul down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus, his native city. Next episode, Peter's ministry in Lydda and Joppa.